Imagine a stage where every performance is more than a show. It's a moment in history. Yeah! That is Michael Jackson's career. The king of pop. Today, we're dissecting what made Michael an icon as well as a musical genius.
Oh! No!
But we're also ranking his top four songs. We'll discover why his legacy will forever echo in the halls of musical greatness. Enjoy. Welcome back to the Twerk Ethics Show.
Yes. That's us.
That is us.
That's us. We are Penn State.
Is that their thing?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I guess Marshall does the same thing.
When you've traveled around, you've seemed to get a bunch of hats, right?
Picked up some hats. That is something that I wanted to do as a kid. Just wanted to go to like different colleges and
buy hats.
And buy hats, yeah.
That's so cool.
Now that I can, and now that I get paid, you know, to play.
Yeah.
I can do that. It's easier now.
Pay-per-view. That's what you are.
Pay-per-view.
Monday.
Well, welcome to the show. I'm JT. This cat over here is Cooley. And you're never going to be ready for what he does. I promise you.
I'm never ready.
But today, we're going to celebrate the beginning of spring. We're going to talk some Easter.
Gotcha!
Going to maybe do some This Day in History. And of course, it's the Michael Jackson episode.
Oh, of course.
We're going to rank and talk about the icon that is Michael Jackson.
Yup.
But before we do.
Yeah.
We haven't done it in a few episodes.
What's that?
Weather. Here I come, gonna
find you. Whether or not, which is, you know, the thing where we hold weather accountable.
Yep.
We look at the weather for next week, which we're, you know, we record a week in advance. So today is March 19th. I've been unsure when to release the episode. What do you think? Do you like the Monday night?
I do like the Monday
night. Okay, I do too.
Yeah.
So what we'll do is next Monday,
and
if I'm running behind, maybe we'll post on Tuesdays, but maybe we'll just go with Mondays now. What is the date for next Monday? The 25th?
Yeah.
It might be the 25th.
25th is a Monday, yeah.
Okay. So can you look up what the weather is supposed to be?
Weather.
On the 25th.
I sure can. I mean, this week is going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah? You mean the, okay.
Sorry, the week we're in. Tomorrow is 71.
Woo. So this is
74 on Thursday.
This is the past that we're talking
about. Hot D. Yeah, this is the past. 25th. 67, a high.
Okay.
And a low of 50, and it's going to be cloudy, looks like.
Okay.
But that could change.
Well, I will say it is today, when we're recording, this is March 19th. It is the first day of spring today.
Oh, how about that?
So, happy spring. Again, as you're listening to this, you've already been in a week of spring. And they call it there's the vernal equinox and the autumnal or autumnal, but I think it's autumnal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Equinox.
Oh.
You know, it's for spring and fall.
Sure.
And I thought, that's one heck of a metal band name. Oh. We're Vernal Equinox.
Yeah, I like that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Vernal Equinox. Yeah.
Turn into a metal band.
But because it's the first day of spring.
Yeah.
I will say I'm going to go with the over. Of 67 is okay. The high. I'm going to go with the over.
Yeah, that's kind of smart.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll do over too.
Okay.
I'll do over.
Awesome. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And so happy spring and happy Easter.
Mm.
Do you have fond Easter memories?
Yeah, sure. Easter bunny.
Yeah.
Easter baskets in the morning. Big, big plus.
Yeah.
Easter egg hunt.
So
I'm pretty good at
those. I know some people who get Easter presents.
Mm-hmm.
Were you? I wasn't one of those.
I got an Easter basket. That's it.
Yeah. That's what I got.
I don't think I ever got
but a present. I knew people who got like, it was like a present, like a, the equivalent of like a birthday or Christmas.
Okay. Well,
probably not as big as Christmas, but
yeah.
You know, they would get an Easter present. I'm like, yo, that ain't the Easter I know.
Mm-mm.
Like the Easter I know, like comes with a basket.
Mm-hmm. Big old chocolate bunny.
I had like the fake tinsel grass or whatever coming out of the wicker basket.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know,
I do remember that.
And then of course, oh my God, we were forced to dress up and go out in the yard and take a picture with mom.
Yep. Easter outfits, baby.
Easter outfit.
Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
Had to dress up the part. That's for sure.
Well,
I heard, this never happened to me, by the way. Thank God. But, you know, those plastic eggs, you open them up and there was candy inside. Sure. I remember this one Sunday school teacher brought all these eggs and these kids opened them up and there was nothing in them. And they were like, this egg is empty. And she's like, so is the tomb. And
I'm oh,
like,
no. No. No.
I mean, that's a good line. But for if you're a 5-year-old kid wanting candy, that was a big disappointment. Yeah.
Maybe you do that and say, so is the tomb.
Mm-hmm.
But here's some goodies,
mm-hmm.
You know.
And then you should fire off the video and say, hey, y'all, tomb's empty.
I remember that. Come on and celebrate.
Hey, y'all, guess what? The tomb's empty. Come on and celebrate.
I'll play.
Yeah, that's when we were living.
If
together.
I can find it, I'll play it. It's. I think I know where it's at.
Yeah,
but it's the Cowboy JT.
Uh-huh.
Hey, y'all, the tomb's empty. Come on and celebrate. And then you're dancing with James Brown.
James Brown.
But I do have a fun fact.
It's a fun fact. A really fun fact. A fun fact. Yes, it is. Ooh. If it ain't fun, ooh, it's not a fact.
Freaked out, slide down.
Nice.
I freaked out because I was like, I'm not sure I remember the note.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
just like, why don't you just
nail it?
Just see what comes
just
out.
Just throw one out there.
Yeah.
And you nailed it.
Fuck!
It sounded like you said something else.
No, I didn't. So, Cadbury, the eggs, the chocolate eggs, the cream eggs, is that what they're called?
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah,
they make 500 million every year.
Whoa!
Here's the fun fact about it.
Hmm.
If you piled all of them, a year's supply of Cadbury cream eggs on top of each other, mm-hmm. it would be 10 times higher than Mount Everest.
10 times.
10 times.
Climb that one.
It'd be worth it. You get to the top.
It's true.
Actually, you would be dead.
Eat your way down.
Yeah, by the time you eat all that.
If it's 10 times, yeah, you'd be in the stratosphere.
Well, basically. You'd be dead from that, but I mean dead from eating if you just kept eating all the...
Right.
Yeah. Wow. But I thought that was a fun fact.
It's a challenge. It's a big one, but
you know what we haven't been doing and we did at the end of the show?
Mm.
Tell them.
Office quote?
Yes. Office quote of the day.
Nice. Let's do it.
I just want to lie on the beach and eat hot dogs.
It's all I ever wanted.
That's all I ever wanted. Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin Malone.
We just want to lie on the beach.
Beach day is drawing closer.
Great episode, by the way.
Yeah.
Fantastic episode.
Yep.
I only really have one, but we might as well go ahead and... Oh.
Sometimes people die.
nailed that one.
We should add another verse and said, and some people rise again.
We should have, because I had this play on the words where I have this day in history that relates to Michael Jackson.
Oh.
And then I have a, you know, happened on Easter. So this day in Eastery.
Right.
But we should have done that.
I like that.
The verse or whatever.
That's amazing.
This day, even though we're starting to release on Monday night, this day in history, March 26th.
Yeah.
1988.
Okay.
Man in the Mirror.
Mirror.
Reaches number one on the Billboard Top 100.
Dang.
Just kind of interesting that happened when we're recording.
Mm-hmm.
But happened on Easter, this day in Eastery, 1918. Daylight savings time takes effect in the U.S. for the first time. What a sad day.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah. That's a, man. Yeah, it's the spring ahead, right?
Yeah. And we actually, we got Easter from Germany.
Oh, yeah.
And like the, all of these weird traditions or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we also got daylight savings from Germany.
Mm.
A lot of people think it has to do with farming, and that is just not true. It started with World War I, and then it went away, and then Hitler brought it back for World War II.
Oh.
And then we adopted it. So it's like, we have daylight savings because of Hitler. There's another reason to hate it.
Yeah, that's a good enough reason to hate it. That's for sure.
Speaking of World War II, this day in Eastery, 1945.
Yeah.
And when I say this day, obviously I'm taking in consideration that the dates are different. April 1st, 1945.
Oh, okay.
The Battle of Okinawa begins.
Oh.
Which kind of was the last hurrah of World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Led to the nukes and
right.
the eventual surrender of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Ooh. That was in the Pacific.
Yeah.
And that one is rough to watch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sheesh. I can't even imagine how the real thing was, but the movie was bad enough.
So. Yeah.
But yeah. Also, the year 33 AD.
Jesus, come on with
Jesus
it.
Jesus runs from the grave.
Hey, y'all, the tomb's empty.
Hey, y'all.
Come on and celebrate.
Obviously, we're not making fun of this, but.
Yeah. We're making fun. There are parts of it we're making fun of. We're making fun of the sort of cheesy naiveness of a Southern guy like a Cowboy JT. Not Southern people, obviously, because we're Southern. I'm saying.
Right.
You know, it was just like classic Southern Baptist.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, y'all. The tomb's empty. Come on and celebrate.
Come on.
Come on now.
Turn in your hymnals to page 333.
But happy Easter. We hope all of you have a wonderful Easter and do your Easter things. Find all the eggs.
Yes. Find all the eggs. Get your Easter basket. Get your chocolate on. Get your... Your peeps.
Ooh.
Your peeps
I like a dynamite circus peanut, but most people don't.
I'm one of those people
that
does not.
So now, my friend, let's turn the episode to Michael Jackson.
Oh, boy. Come on.
Oh. Michael the legend. The icon.
Yep. You never make me stay, so take your weight off of me. I know your every move, so won't you just let me be? I've been here times before, but I was too blind to see that you seduce every man. Ooh. This time you won't seduce me. Just saying that's okay. Hey, baby, do what you please. I have the stuff that you want. Let's I am go. The thing that you need. She looks so deep in the pocket in the with eyes. His melody. She touches me so to slide. She says there's no turning back. She's driving me Let's go! Welcome to the Ooh. Michael Jackson episode. Song hits.
Oh my gosh, dude. I just
song hits hard.
I just can't get over him. Like when I, anyway.
Yeah.
When I was preparing for this episode, I got overwhelmed by how good he is. I mean, truthfully, he's so detail oriented and like,
yeah.
His the way he sings and his like obviously his noises.
Yeah.
Which
a ton of them
shows that he clearly was inspired by James Brown.
Oh yeah, know? Big time. Especially the dance moves and
yeah. And the the stuff that James Brown do.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson did it, but Michael Jackson did it like in his own way.
Right.
You know. Mm-hmm. Gone girl. You know, like that stuff. Yeah, he was just, ooh, yeah,
whoo.
What's the one that Ryan used to say?
I wish I remember.
Shimon. Yeah,
yeah.
He'd be like, Shimon.
Nice.
That was it. Yeah,
Shimon.
Yeah. So you said you had a story with Dirty Diana.
Dirty Diana was the. Well, I was in London. Michael Jackson had passed away.
Yeah.
Some dude just pulled over in the middle street. He's like, did you guys hear Michael Jackson die? We're just like, no. And then, sure enough, we went to the hotel and saw the big, you know, because he was supposed to do 50 shows in London. He had just announced that. And then, you know, he passes away then. So, so we go to the Hard Rock Cafe that night and Dirty Diana. You know, because they have, you know, they have all the music videos playing, and you know they're very random, but the Michael Jackson song that came on was Dirty Diana, and they just cranked it, and so everybody was just like just watching, and it went off, and everybody applauded. So
cool,
it was ridiculous. It was it was amazing. So I'll never forget that.
Yeah. Apparently, when Princess Diana went to see Michael Jackson, he took the Dirty Diana song off the set list because he just wanted to be respectful
because
it has her name in it or whatever.
Yeah.
But she somehow heard about it
and
she was like, no, that's my favorite song, you have to play that song.
I mean, okay,
you know. And so he ended up playing it, but at first he took
that's
it off,
kinda cool,
off the set to like,
yeah,
you know,
good just, on both their
exactly
their ends. Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, dude, I'm excited.
Me too.
I think we should do...
Me?
Let's just get into the Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
Shimon! Today's Mount Rushmore is... Go on, girl! Michael Jackson.
Woo!
Man, what an icon.
The man,
I have to
the
say.
Myth, the legend.
In my lifetime, this is the most famous person that I could possibly imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of the most significant cultural figures in all of history.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just the amount. I mean, all demographics.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was crazy how big he was.
Everybody in the world loved this guy.
Yeah.
He had fans every corner of the globe because, you know, it is a flat earth, but
sorry. You say that enough times, people are going to believe you.
I know. I do not think that, by the way. but anyway, he was globally popular. And before social media was out, long before that.
Oh, yeah. That's a very good point.
And just people knew who he was, and he just couldn't go anywhere. I mean, he was so recognizable. It's just like,
why do you think he was so iconic? Like, I literally can't figure it out.
Well,
like, I mean, obviously, I know he was. I'm not saying it's very clear how talented he was.
Sure.
But I wonder what it was about him that's just like, he's just a freaking icon.
Well, he took the music video to another level.
That's true.
And one of them is in my list and probably is yours too. It was basically a short film. And just did all this, and it was like 30 minutes long. You know, it was like the song's like 5.5.
Yeah.
But he did this whole, you know, project or whatever, and just people were just like, what is this?
Yeah.
This is so different.
So different.
So cutting edge. And That mug did a Pepsi commercial and people stopped. And there's like, and I think one of them was a during the Super Bowl. So it was, you know, iconic
yeah.
from the get go. But like he turned into like a Black Panther and I'm like, like an actual Black Panther. I'm like, what just happened?
Plus, he just kind of had this like confidence about him. Like mm-hmm. that, you know, I don't think he was actually confident based on what he said, you know.
Yeah.
He dealt with a lot of insecurity.
Sure.
But what he projected was a confidence that just like, it's almost like people wanted to be that.
Unreal. Yeah, 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 yeah.
But a couple of cool things. He has quite a few Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, I bet.
Youngest vocalist in the top U.S. singles chart.
Mm.
First vocalist to enter the U.S. single chart at number one. I don't even know what that means. First entertainer to sell more than 100 million albums outside of the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
Most weeks at the top of the U.S. charts. Most successful music video.
Mm-hmm.
First entertainer to earn more than $100 million in 1 year. And wow. Highest paid entertainer of all time.
Wow. Really?
And he also holds the record for the most ever received Grammys in one night. He won 8 Grammys in 1984.
Whoa, wow.
8?
I kind of remember that, actually.
That's just nuts, dude. Yeah.
He was one of the first celebrities that I knew of.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, you know, he had already been famous by the time I was born anyway.
Yeah.
But then when he got to that next level and was by himself and had gone away from Jackson 5 or whatever, then I was like, but all I knew was Michael.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't grow up with Jackson 5. Yeah. I grew up with Michael Jackson. That was it.
Yeah.
And then later on, found out about Jackson 5 or whatever. But he was on everything, man. It was mm-hmm. ridiculous.
And if you go back and look at the Jackson 5 stuff, you can see him pulling away from
the
pack.
Yeah.
Like he was just his own thing.
Yep.
He was a star from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's do this thing.
All right.
So if you're new here, it's pretty simple. It's, you know, it's like the mountain. There are 4 choices. We'll do 4, 3, 2 honorable mentions.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll do the number one. With the music stuff, it's a little different in the sense of like, these are my favorite songs.
Right.
They're your favorite songs.
Yeah.
We're not necessarily saying these are the best.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a criteria for what means the best.
Yeah. No. Uh-uh.
It's very, music is super subjective.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Without any further ado, though.
Yeah.
Number
and
4.
And we want your opinion, too. We want your number one.
Oh, yes.
So just comment down there at the bottom. And while you're down there.
Hey. Get on there and subscribe.
Hit that like button.
Like it. Love it. Want some more of it.
Mm.
All the stuff.
Come on. It's just human nature to do that. And if you don't, beat it.
Yeah. Pretty young thing, you.
Mm.
Just get on the floor because the girl is mine. All right.
Yeah. She's a little off the wall, though.
But don't stop till you get enough.
Right. You just got to remember that time.
And jam.
Mm.
Earth song. Free Willy soundtrack. You know what I'm talking.
Yeah,
you know
oh, dude. Yeah. About? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're not alone, bro. Yeah.
All right. Your number 4, Michael Jackson. What you got, brother?
Number 4, and she is not my lover.
Mm.
And that's Billie Jean.
Man.
Just the start of that song,
dude. It is. I struggled so hard with this particular one.
Yeah.
It ended up not making my Rushmore.
Mm.
But it is probably.
That's okay. You're wrong, but that's okay.
The greatest.
Subjective people, it's fine.
Probably the greatest intro. Yeah. I mean. Let them have it too. Perfect tempo. Perfect bass line.
Yep. Probably the dudes from Toto.
Yeah. I think it's Louis Johnson that plays the bass.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean?
Amazing. Amazing.
That's my number four.
Like I said, it was on my Rushmore.
Yeah,
I hear you. And I had to
for sure
replace it.
It almost wasn't with mine, but then I was like, that drum beat, that bass intro, man.
And that's why I struggled, because I'm like,
yeah.
If you want to talk about actual greatest songs, that's got to be in there.
Yeah.
But it's not, maybe like you were last week with Frank. Mm-hmm. That one is just a little too overplayed for me. Where you're talking about like Fly Me to the Moon.
Right, whatever. Right, yeah.
But that bass line, it's like, and the other thing too, when you play, I've had to play that on some gigs.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun to play, and it's easier to play. It's almost like I don't know. It's just perfect. The right. song is perfect.
Yeah. You're not playing it on one string. Boop, 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 boop,
no, that, boop, 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 boop. Yeah. It's almost like a finger exercise. Like,
okay.
Or like a, I don't even know what they call that, like a technique trainer or whatever, like when you're learning guitar or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Interesting.
Great song, dude. All right.
Yes, sir.
My number four,
mm-hmm.
my friend, Black or White.
Mm.
I love this song. And if it's okay with you, the reason I love this song is the guitar riff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to pull out the guitar and we're going to jam together.
Whip it out, bro.
All right. Black or White. Freaking love this song, man.
Yeah, yeah.
The beginning is probably a little too long to play on the podcast, but it's so good.
It's the best part. By the way, this dude knocking on the door, just back to my childhood, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Happened to me all the time. It's very cringy.
Oh!
What? Dad, this is the best part.
That's a real trigger. Thing,
no.
Trigger?
Trigger.
Yeah, right. Too late.
Sure.
Eat this.
Spend my life being a color.
Word to your mother. And mood changer, dude. Like when I turn that song on, I am just cured.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
yeah.
Thanks for letting me do that.
Big time, dude. Big time.
I love that song.
Killer solo by my compadre JT from the Twerk Ethics Show. He's fascinating. He's the best guitarist in the universe, in this flat world we call Earth.
Sorry. All right. Time. Number three.
Strike two, buddy.
That's, by the way, that's my only, it's the only time I bring out the guitar today because I don't know any of the other ones. But I used to love playing that one. So,
yeah.
All right. One. Number three.
I love that.
Michael J.
Ooh, we're going to slow it down a little bit.
Ooh.
And I accidentally mentioned this earlier.
Uh-oh.
But Human Nature.
Dude.
I was almost there.
Dude.
them. Yeah.
Dude, can't do Pocket Jacks.
Thriller, that it's like a greatest hits.
Oh yeah,
you know. Dude, the guitar,
oh yeah,
so good. They've got some I didn't know this until I put it in my headphones, but the guitar is compressed so highly that it's got like this the thump to it every time he picks.
Steve Lukather
from Toto.
Toto,
yeah,
ridiculous,
God,
bro.
So good.
Stupid.
Out. Amazing. Oh,
love that song.
Oh my gosh.
So good. I remember the first time I heard that song, I was like, what is happening?
It is
right
very
now?
Freaking smooth.
Yeah.
Well,
big time.
Before I get into my number three, I wanted to talk about something that amazes me about Michael Jackson. Is that there are a lot of artists out there that exist over multiple decades, you know, Bruce Springsteen, all that kind of stuff. But there are very few that kind of represent the decade in terms of the sound. So like my number three is the late 70s.
Okay.
Off of the Off the Wall record.
Yeah.
And obviously Black and White was off of, or Black or White was off of Dangerous, which was in the 90s.
Yeah.
Your Thriller stuff is in the 80s. And they all sound like that.
Yeah.
Like they sound like the 90s, or they sound like the 70s, or they sound like the 80s. And he just personified the way that those decades sounded.
Yeah.
And he did it so well.
Yep. And it helps when you have Quincy Jones.
Correct.
He's the best producer of all time.
So this one's a little obscure, but oh my God.
Let's hear it.
Working Day and Night.
Woo! I love this one. It's so good.
This is my number three. And it's because of the horns. Bring the horns back.
Yep.
Did you do this to the Beach Boys? Hell no.
You got me working day and night. Oh man, pocket is so deep, bro.
The bridge with the horns, the
dude, so
God, I love Michael Jackson.
Man.
Wow. I'm just in such
so
a
much
better mood.
So much syncopation in that song. And it's like ridiculous. doesn't clash with another instrument.
That bass player is Louis Johnson, or Louis Johnson. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
But this is in my honorables. But the same guy playing bass there, and I think he played on Billie Jean and all that. He plays Get on the Floor. This is and then the verse.
Slapping a bass. There's a chance, but
this is on the law. Insane. All right. We're at your number two. Nathan Cooley. What's your number two?
My number two is probably most people's number one. But it's a Thriller. There you go.
Oh, love it, dude.
So good, bro.
Like I said, this one's actually not on my Rushmore either.
Mm-hmm. Pull up the old YouTubes.
But it ain't because it ain't unbelievable.
Right. Pull up the old YouTubes and just write Thriller a cappella.
Ooh. It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it. You start to freeze, and so it looks you right between the eyes. You're paralyzed, cause this is daylight.
I got to go back.
Oh, okay.
You're fighting for your life inside of Killer Thriller tonight. Creatures calling the dead start to walk in their masquerade. There's no escaping the jaws of the alien this time. This is the end of your life.
Oh my God.
They're out to
There's
get
one more part. Oh my God.
Night, cause I can tell you more than any ghost would ever dare try.
God.
So let me hold you tight and share up.
No. The hell out of here. Dude, what just happened?
Right?
I know, dude.
Not a lot of people can hear that, but man, dude, I found this part. I was like, oh, my
I heard
God.
Sting on Rick Beato's show.
Yeah.
And he said that to him, music is surprise. Like the best music surprises you. Mm-hmm. That just shocked me.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, dude. So
good. I can tell you more than any ghost would ever dare try. So let me hold you tight and share up.
It's another level, bro.
My Lord.
He's on a level by himself and always will be.
That's crazy.
Especially hearing that stuff, dude, before we're like auto-tune. It's all him.
Yeah.
Man.
It's just wild, dude.
Yep.
I mean, it's very comparable to like the, when you look at the.
Are you crying?
No. Close to it. When you look at the Freddie Mercury stuff for like Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh,
it's
kind
of like the same sort of thing.
For sure. He was a monster too.
This is ridiculous though, because she just wouldn't know this was in Thriller.
Yeah.
Like to that level.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway.
Exactly.
Freaking A, dude.
So good.
All right. My number two.
Yes, sir.
All right. So my number two. Again.
Number two.
It's I know about Thriller and Billie Jean. I know.
Sure.
But they just didn't make my personal Rushmore.
Yeah.
My number two is a song called what if that was the song name? it's called The Way You Make Me Feel.
Oh.
And it's the mixture of the groove and his melody. And he's got so much.
Yeah.
Feel good. does the triplet, like, dum, dum, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just with his melody. Hang on.
Oh, it's like a drummer.
Dude, come on. Right? That is such a freaking good song. Yeah. Go on, girl.
Go on, girl.
Gosh, so.
Shimon.
Shimon. So good. All right.
Shimon Lee.
Honorables.
Yeah.
We'll have to go through them quick, obviously, because we played so much of this music.
But yeah, we
thank
did.
God we did.
Beat It.
Beat It. Fantastic.
Earth Song.
Mm.
Black or White.
Mm.
You're just another part of me.
See? I don't know that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you need to play that. Just the keyboard alone.
Finish your
Don't tell me what to do. They don't
You told me what to do,
right? I did. I deserve that. They don't care about us. I don't really say that. They don't really care about us. Smooth Criminal.
Mm-hmm.
The Way You Make Me Feel, what you just played. Rock With You.
Yeah.
Butterflies.
Mm.
It's a really good one. It's a little later. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Working Day and Night.
Yeah.
Off the Wall. Mm. And then Do You Remember?
Yeah.
And there's more. Dirty Diana, obviously.
Ooh, sounds like the movie theater. Oh my God, this might be one of my favorites now. I've heard the hook.
Yeah.
I just hadn't heard the.
It's pretty famous.
Man.
Yeah.
God.
Nasty, bro. It's so good.
Oh, I love Michael Jackson.
So that's my
honorables.
Well, okay. Some of them that I have plenty more.
But. My honorables: Billie Jean, PYT.
Yeah.
Pretty Young Thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Girl Is Mine with Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Get on the Floor. Human Nature, of course.
Nice.
Such a good song.
Yeah.
Dirty Diana. Also, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough and Want to Be Starting Something.
Mm.
Could you want to be starting something?
Well, that's hard. Yeah, that's hard to play.
So now.
Especially live because they flew on that one.
You ready to do the number one?
Yep.
Kool-Aid. Wow, I just slapped the crap out of the table.
Yeah, you did.
Your number one Michael Jackson of all time is...
Gotta look at yourself.
Dude, that's mine too. Our number one is 3, 2, 1, Man in the Mirror. Oh my.
Shimon.
Shimon, dude. Dude, I'd love that. That's our number one.
Yeah.
It is.
That song came out, I think I was in. Was it 88? Is that what you said?
88, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's when they hit number one.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. But I remember being in school listening to this and I was like,
gonna make a change.
Game changer.
For once in my life.
All the vibrato. Yeah.
It's gonna feel real good.
Gonna make a difference.
Gonna make it right. As I turned up the collar bone, my favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind.
Man, I love this song.
so good.
See the kids in the street.
My choir comes in.
Not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind pretending
I love that too.
Who am I? Da, da, da. Like,
oh yeah.
Again, his melodies are, yeah. It's like he's a drummer.
Uh-huh. Oh, big time. You know?
A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul.
Come on.
That's why no one got to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
More cowbell.
Asking him to change his ways. And no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make a change.
Obviously,
that snare drum.
Dude.
Paul!
If you wanna make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make a change.
Alright, we obviously gotta hear
so
the
big
key change.
Oh. If you wanna make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make that change. Woo! Starting with the man in the mirror.
Jesus! Come on, celebrate, y'all. The tomb is empty.
If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make the change. You got to get it right while you got the
screen.
Then you close your heart, then you close your mind. Woo. That man with the man. That man. Oh, that man. That man.
So good.
We have a really cool cover of this, too. I just remembered
this.
Oh,
yeah.
Where you like legitimately play the drums.
A show.
It's not computers. I'll see if I can put that in here because that was fun. Especially the end.
Oh,
that was
yeah,
really,
dude.
Really cool. We did like a rock version of this. Wow, dude. Holy crap.
Yeah.
I love that our number one was the same.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And for me, it was No Doubt. This is my favorite Michael Jackson song ever.
It is. Got that lift and that key change and the choir. It had all the elements.
And I respect you for the Billie Jean and Thriller, and they both were on my list.
Yeah.
They just were.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wanted to pick some more, or I wanted to pick two that I just can't stop listening to, which is Working Day and
Night.
Dude,
I get it.
And The Way You Make Me Feel.
Yeah, all three of your choices. So good. And yeah, The Way You Make Me Feel, I've been hearing that one since the 80s, and I'm just like, or the 90s, whenever it came out.
It's just so great.
Yeah, so good.
Well, that's the end of this, but you and I, so... You know, if you're listening, you can see this later on YouTube. You and I, we're going to react to his Super Bowl performance.
All right.
1993, right?
I think so,
Your Cowboys.
Yep.
Versus the Bills? Or okay.
Mop the floor with them.
Yeah. So, thank you all. We'll see you next week. As always, I love most of you. Cooley loves all of you.
Yep. Every single one of you. Some of you a little too much. I don't know what that means.
Y'all have a good week.
Bye, y'all.
Shimon.
It's gonna feel real good. Some more.
Change.
Just a little yourself. You know. You got to stop it yourself.
Yeah. Make that change.
I gotta make that change today.
It's the Twerk Ethics Show. It's the Twerk Ethics.